All right, who has heard of St. Nicholas? Raise your hand. Right? Have you not heard of St. Nicholas? Because I'm going to tell you a little bit about St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was a really cool guy. He was so incredibly sweet. He was a very nice person who cared about all the people in his village, whether they were rich or they were poor. Gosh, I wish you guys could meet him because he's really, really awesome. He's like one of the sweetest people, and you would love him. He wears this kind of crazy outfit, but it's really pretty. And he's got this big, what is so funny? Anyway, so more about St. Nicholas. He's just so kind and wonderful. And he's from, oh my goodness, it's St. Nicholas! Here he is! Oh, St. Nicholas. I'll get your mitres. Oh, do you need some help, St. Nicholas? He's very, very old. He's been around a really long time. St. Nicholas, would you come over here? Do you need some help? Oh, I get one too. Thank you. Would you like to?
Oh, thank you.
Come and talk to the
children. Do you know my name? What is my name? Tell me. Oh, Saint. That's a fancy name. Are there many saints in this church? There are lots of saints in this church, but how many saints do you know by name? Do you know my other first name? It's much older. It's Bishop. Do you know why they called me Bishop? Because I wear this giant hat. It's called a mitre hat. It's what bishops wear. You know what also bishops get? They get this big stick. Do you guys know what this big stick is called? What is it? Oh, it's a cane. You're a smart little girl. It's also called a crozier. Do you know what you do with this giant stick, little girl? You grab sheep with it. Ah! I don't know why a bishop goes after sheep like that. There must be a lot of bad sheep. Well, I am St. Nicholas. I'm the patron saint of many things. One is children, like you. Two is sailors. You know, the other thing I'm a patron saint of? Brewers.
Brewers?
It's true. You can look that up on the internet. So I was born more than 1,000 years ago in a place called Myra and Lycia. It's what we call Turkey today. Turkey. Do you guys know Turkey? Not the gobble gobble Turkey. Turkey's a country. And so I was born there. I was a bishop there. And I was known for my generosity. Do you guys know what generosity means? Yes, tell me. Oh, yeah, it definitely means I'm generous. That is true. I'm so generous, I throw candy at people.
Yay!
I'm also known for throwing things in little people's shoes. See, one of my legends is that I would go to see the poor, the needy, and I would visit them in the night, and I'd take gold coins, and I'd lob them in the window. So even though I'm very old, I have very strong, good throwing arms. Much like Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. Stop. Who's also from Wisconsin, where they have lots of brewers. Which is why I'm the patron saint of brewers. So this holiday season, I hope you will do your part to remember me. Do you know why we celebrate me today? Did you know it was my day? Did you? It's St. Nicholas Day, the start of Advent. Now, it can be very confusing why you'd celebrate someone like me on a day like today, the start of looking towards the birth of Jesus. You see, I love Jesus very much. And I want you to love Jesus in the same way I tried to, which is to show generosity. Now, generosity means to give a little bit to those that you love. And so at Christmas, we often give gifts to each other. But today, I hope you brought another gift of pajamas for those in need. You see, part of St. Nicholas's job is to give to those in need. And if we all do a little bit, we can help a lot of people together. So I hope today you'll be generous, not just with your pajamas, but also with your love. I wish you all a very happy Christmas, and I look forward to seeing you again very soon. All right? All right, who can help me up?